serve. This is an Arizona Board of Executive Primacy, and the Honorable Mr. David Neal will be chairing the hearing at this time, sir, so just hang on.
Okay.
Mr. Peavy, I know Wes, your supporter, is with her, with the mother and father, so...
Okay.
If you hear me say, Mr. Peavy, it has to kind of talk with your dad. It does get confusing sometimes.
Yes.
Do you, either or both of you want, wish to speak?
I would like to say that, you know, we're in full support of Don.
Okay, well, I mean, it would be during the process, and come to the podium and...
Yes.
You, okay, just you?
Yes.
When, in the minute that I'll be swearing everybody in, including you. Okay. Mr. Don B. Peavy, can you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Yes, sir, my full name is Don D. Peavy. ADC number is 186-993.
Thanks, sir. Your parents are on the board of executive primacy in reference to your community supervision revocation. You may introduce the board members that will conduct your hearings at this time. We have the Honorable Louis Canones, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the board chairman, and the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal. I'll be your parent chair today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Wade from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office today. Now, prior to the hearing, you received a notification form advising of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Actually, I never received a form for the hearing. I was just told it was on April 4th. I wasn't.
The form showed that you signed on the 22nd of March. It's the one that advised you of the date of the hearing. It also has some of the other nights on it. Do I have a copy of the hearing of the form that you signed?
I have. Condition. That's the only thing I've signed lately.
Well, this was signed on the 22nd of March by you, and it's a formal notification of the hearing. As it happens, so there's no board of examination. The permanent notification of board hearing.
Okay, I know what the form you're talking about. I never received a copy of it. I was called down to a CPO's office and signed it.
Okay, you do need to sign it.
Yes, sir. Sorry about the confusion.
Okay. On the form, you're notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney. Did you, at your own expense, did you hire an attorney, sir?
I did not.
Okay. So you represent yourself, and we'll, I think this time we'll go ahead and swear to you, Mrs. Peavy, and Mr. Grady. So we all three of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so if not?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. You're going to be back in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Well, in phase one, what I'm going to do is read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Alright, so the allegation is a violation of the Arizona Condition of Supervision number 13G as demonstrated by accessing social networking websites that generate content or material that depicts adults and can be reasonably result in or appears to be intended to cause or encourage sexual excitement and depict sexually subjective settings on or about February 20th, 2018. So that's true or false, sir?
That is very true, sir.
Okay. Based on the mission of Mr. Peavy, I move the finding of Mr. Lankford as a valid term of conditions of the supervision, and that we may have lapses and without lapses in the term of wages for the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, as we prepare to move into phase two, Mr. Gray will give some background information, so stay on the phone there, and I'll get back to you in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Mr. Peavy was released from DLC on December 12th, 2017. He was arrested on February 20th, 2018 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DLC on February 21st, 2018. He has a CSED of February 12th, 2020 that reflects 0 SCOD days. Current conviction, 2004, fraudulent scheme to advertisers, 5 years. 2004, sexual assault, 10 years. 2004, sexual abuse, 1 year, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. He has 1 term with DLC. His CUIS scores are 3-3, mental health scores are 2, substance abuse scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal with violence noted. Under arrest, 1999, fraud, Arizona County Jail. He's got a community risk score of a G3 and E3.
Okay, under the summary of your case history here on release, so December 12th, 2017, you were released to the Brickwood residence located at 6700 East Sunset Lane, Prescott Valley, Arizona. You had the last approved residence for the offender. Did you stay at that address the entire time you're out, sir?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Says that you were looking at Boxworth Dubwave Trust Systems during January. It was on January 12th, and you were reported by phone that you were no longer employed at Boxworth Dubwave Trust Systems.
Yes, sir.
And it says you were employed at Artistic Woodworking at the time of your arrest. So when I see you have a support letter from, I believe it's the owner of that company.
Yes, sir.
So are you a woodworker by training?
No, sir, I'm not. I actually have no discernible skills when it comes to anything like that. Mr. Block, who runs Artistic Woodworking, was actually giving me a chance to learn the business.
Mm-hmm.
He was teaching me how to sand properly, how to stain properly, mm-hmm. how to glue and bond everything properly for wood.
So that's good, but a lot of work can be done there, especially as you learn how to repair some of the old furniture out there. Most of the stuff they make today isn't going to break and it's bonded. It's not very well constructed.
Right.
Okay, so you referred to task color code system for random UAs, and you were the color plum.
Yes, sir.
You were required to do 2 urine samples, and on December 24th, 2018, and one of January 24th, 2018. I think that first one should have been December 21st, 2017. Both samples were negative for drug use, very commendable. And you were granted the West Wings counseling for sex offender counseling. You had started the counseling there, but you were arrested before you were able to complete it. So you were working on it at the time. So you were in the PO's office when they checked your phone?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, you were at the parole office when they checked your phone?
Yes, sir.
And you were in there for a regular visit, and they do regular random checks on your phone, I take it?
Yes, sir.
So, as a sex offender, when you were released, and read and sign and say you understand that you're not supposed to get in the end of the social media and have pictures or suggesting statements or anything like that on there. Were you aware of this? You weren't supposed to do that, sir?
I was. I am. Yes, sir.
Okay. And I don't know how far you're down in counseling, but I imagine that's one thing. So why couldn't you resist that, sir?
To be bluntly honest, sir, I wasn't recognizing my red flags and my triggers. I ethically failed to follow what SWTP has trained me to do. Between the stress and the rejection of the job, the frustration I have on my own money, I didn't recognize my red flags and my triggers, and I slipped. I started looking at porn.
Okay. I want to see if if there are any kind of questions at this time. Any questions? Okay, I'm going to ask your mother to come forward and speak on your behalf. Not all mothers will speak on behalf of their kids. And state your name.
My name is Karen Peavy.
And what would you like to tell the board, ma'am?
Don was doing everything that he could to try to keep on task with what he was required. He got overwhelmed after 13 years of coming into a whole media and not, system. Looking for work was the only way you can do it is online, and unfortunately that led into his getting frustrated and lonely and looking to find friends. I don't believe he went onto the sites for his sexual events as much as just trying to reach out to get some kind of interaction with people. You know, after being away for 13 years, all of his friends, he came on to have children. He's not allowed to be interactive with anybody with children. So, he was just trying to connect.
There are quite a few social media sites that people connect on all the time have absolutely nothing to do with some of these, a lot of these websites have their main sort of things. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to do?
Just so we support him all the way, and he is always welcome to come back home. We felt like we failed him enough as well because of not being able to see the flags that were being, he was trying to express. He didn't get into the counseling in the first month because of money. He didn't have work, he couldn't pay that fee. But as soon as he found work with Bob, the first thing he did was get the counseling online. Set up. He went to one meeting, and then he was due to go the next day when he got rearrested.
Okay. Any questions from the board? No questions? Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay. Speaking of, he was released back out on home arrest. Would he stay back with you?
Yes.
Yes. You and your husband able to financially assist him?
Yes. Yeah. To a certain degree. We're both on retirement now. I was diagnosed with a heart condition in October, which we had no idea that was going to be the situation. So I did go, my job October 31st. So we are, we also are available to help him get to his meetings and give him the support that he needs. And, even seek the counseling together with him if so be.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But we would not, Mr. Chairman, we would not consider him for home arrest. He would be placed back on community supervision or moved in that direction.
I'm thinking home arrest, and it is community supervision. Time to just all start running up. Yeah.
Yes. So don't have no brains.
Okay, Mr. Peavy, Mr. Canales would like to ask you another question.
Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Canales.
I'm not asking this question to further embarrass or shame, but your mom made reference to having friends with children. Was your previous crime child-related, or is that just because you're a registrable sex offender?
I'm sorry, sir, I couldn't hear the question.
The question is, your mom said that you had friends with children, and I think that caused some separation. So, was your sex crime child-related, or are you separated from children because of the conditions as a sex offender? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. I'm actually separated from the children because of the conditions, not because of my crime.
Okay. Now, I appreciate it. It's just we didn't ask very much about the crime itself. Usually we don't in revocations, but with your mom mentioning that, I just wanted to know what the situation was. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Yes. Mr. Johnson.
Sir, Mr. Peavy, so you did say earlier that you knew it was wrong to go on these sites. So can you tell me why you would go on those sites and what would be the difference if you weren't incarcerated? I mean, you weren't. If you were back out on community supervision, what would prevent you from going back on those sites, sir?
If I was actually let back out, but since I've been back in, I've actually started taking SYTP again, not just with a therapist, but also the impact groups, and re-registered myself with knowing how to recognize my red flags and my triggers. So I even went so far as to discuss the conditions with my mom about the stuff I have about comic books and stuff because I'm an artist and would need not to be around me because of my conditions. And I honestly feel that I can actually do 2 years of my parole without any further incidents. By learning what I've learned and written down what I've written down with my safety plan, my goals, and all the things that I've been working on with SVTP since I've been back in, and I feel that I can do my 2 years without violating again.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will go into discussion and make a decision in a few moments, but we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. We just ask that you don't repeat the information that you've already given us, but if you've got anything further you'd like to tell us, now's the time.
True, honestly, I just want to say, I'm sorry for we have to convene because of my idiocy of not paying attention to my red flags and my triggers. I accept full responsibility for this situation, and whatever's decided, I fully accept and take responsibility of. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The board will be doing any discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. It may sound like we're, you know, addressing you, but we'll make it very specific if we do, because we'll have to come out of discussion. But we operate under the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona, so anybody can listen in on hearing, so we'd like you to listen. We have everything that we have to do in the discussion and conditions and anything else we decide. And your parents are welcome to listen to them also. We just ask that you remain silent.
Yes, sir.
All right, what is more discussion? Well, this is an unfortunate situation. Mr. Peavy has spent a considerable amount of time to him incarcerated. We don't have any record of what he might have done for programming, for sex offender programming or anything like that, but I don't know, it's disheartening to me to see that we, within 2 months, getting out, he's got more stuff on his phone that the PO decided to violate him. Unless they had found him before and it was a second chance, and that's why they were doing it, or whether it was the quantity of things, it doesn't specifically say, but by their detailed description, I think it's the quantity that was there, in the browsing history. But I read, it's illustrated that, you know, they would help him, but the problem is just, this is an addiction just like alcohol or drugs. You can't, he won't succeed in breaking the habits or curing the addiction until he makes up his mind that he is going to do it. Then he can get all kinds of support, but it's still up to him. I don't know, I'm troubled by how quickly he abused the rights he had on the loose. So I'm not really in favor of returning to community supervision at this time, but I'm willing to hear any discussion from my fellow board members. Okay. So based on our information on in warrant number 2018W0488, Mr. Peavy's testimony, information we got from the Department of Corrections and our discussion, I am going to move to revoke Mr. Peavy's community supervision as it was arranged, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and have lapsed or has not lapsed into permanent ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Okay, Mr. Peavy, the board has unanimously voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. I'm not sure what kind of sex offender training they have while you're incarcerated. I know some nerds have it, and since you have definitely have an end date to your sentence, you should be eligible for it. And even if you've taken some of those inside, maybe take some more to get your own triggers figured out before you're back outside and have an opportunity to be on your own without anybody looking over your shoulder. Want to make sure that you don't get yourself in trouble again, whether it be a sex offense or a fraud or just theft or anything. We want you to be successful, to remain crime-free, and hopefully between now and your release date of February 12th of 2020, you will be able to make a good plan, get things in order, and then be able to return to the community as a productive citizen. So this will end your hearing, sir.